Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into.
Monday morning here with the Bread Man, one time for your mind. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, everyone. Today, we are going to get this inspirational vitamin out of the way. We're going to get the safety quote of the day out of the way. And then we're going to go into the meat of the conversation. We're going to allow individuals to come on and let us know what happened in their area over the weekend. And we're going to get on out of here. It's going to be a short show today. The Bread Man got to make a move, but I am going to fill in and do my time. Now, y'all know, you know what I'm saying? With that being said, sometimes we have commitments that we have to get squared away, and that today is one of them. With that being said, let's move right along. You're now logged in with the Bread Man Grudge Inc. Show for your mind. Let's go into the inspirational vitamin. Today we're going to read about worry. Worry. How many of us actually worry about the things in which we need for ourselves, the things in which we would like to do for others, words that we kept, you know, things that we told people that we would do. We worry if we can get those things done. Worry. We all do that from time to time. Well, read on here, expound on these things, and perhaps it's just food for thought. That's why I call it the inspirational vitamin. Let's go into it. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Can go into Philippians 4 and 6, the NLT, for the meat. All of us worry. We worry about the future. We worry about our weight. We worry about our family. We worry about money. We worry about work responsibility. Worry, worry, worry. The list of worries is endless. Guess what the old German root word of worry is? It's to strangle. That's what it is. Worries strangle us. They make it so that we can't breathe in the Spirit of God. They twist our minds out of the healthy shape God wants them to have. Worries interfere with the flow of God, but our worries can be turned into prayer. Each time a worry occurs to us, we need to form the habit of lifting it up to God. As we offer our worries to Him, they will lose their stranglehold on our lives. And then we will find ourselves, instead of thanking God for all He has done. Let's go into prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to You right now giving thanks for this glorious month. We want to thank You for those that went racing this weekend and made it home, oh, Heavenly Father. We want to ask that for my brother Ricky, that You heal him, oh, Heavenly Father, even though he's walking upright. We want to ask that You continue to heal him, oh, Heavenly Father. We want to ask right now that You heal all of us out there that may be aching from whatever they are going through, oh, Heavenly Father. We want to ask that You continue to touch our grudge world, oh, Heavenly Father. Continue to allow us to pull together and get past some of the things that are going on within it, oh, Heavenly Father. You know what they are. I want to ask You right now, oh, Heavenly Father, if anyone have any shortcomings within them, oh, Heavenly Father, remove them. Let us push forward, climb for our goals and achieve them, oh, Heavenly Father. We ask all these blessings and more. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. With that being said, let me go right into the safety quote of talk about driver restraint. Driver restraint system and what we need as far as specs on the driver restraint system. A quick release 3-inch driver restraint system with a 2-inch crouch strap meeting SFI spec 16.1 is mandatory in all cars in competition, required by the rules to have a roll bar or roll cage. Now, Breadman, I mean, you are talking crazy here. What is all these numbers and specs and this and that? You have a roll bar or a roll cage. You can't put a regular seatbelt in your car and think that you're getting ready to go down there, especially with what the knowledge of racing is today. We are flying out here. Do y'all hear the Breadman? We are flying out here. So get the proper stuff. That's why Breadman is saying this stuff. I'm reading this stuff out of the rule book, 2013 rule book from NHRA. NHRA, yes. Notice it doesn't say NGRA. It says NHRA. Now, what was established first? What was established first? NHRA. And NHRA and IHRA have basically the same rules. They just have different classes. Now, the NGRA, that's something totally different. But guidelines in which we need to go by to keep all of us safe. So let me get back here. A 3-inch SFI spec 16.5 driver restraint system is also acceptable wherever a SFI 16.1 mandatory or permitted driver restraint system must be clearly labeled and meeting the SFI 16.1 and be dated by the manufacturer. Well, what that's saying, Breadman, what that's saying is every 2 years, if you go out here and we're going to start the season off and you know that you had your seatbelts for 2 years, then you check the date that comes with those seatbelts. Now, we can go send those seatbelts to the manufacturer and get them updated, let them proof test them, and make sure that they are tugged on, pulled on, and they redo the seatbelts. They reissued you another stamp card. Well, Brad, man, don't nobody check my car at no grudge rate. It ain't about who checking your car. It's about making sure that you protecting yourself. I'm going to leave that alone. But that's just how the Brad man feel this morning, because you know, if I don't give my energy to y'all on this safety, man, then we won't get it. Half of us don't even read nothing about safety. All we want to do is make sure that bank account right or lock that money in, and we need to get what we need to get done first and foremost, protecting us. Let me go on. Let me move on. With that being said, cars using OEM or OEM type seat belts may route crowd strap in front of or of instead of throwing up. Lord have mercy, I'm getting confused. No, I'm not getting confused. Actually, this stuff is so small, I'm pulling my car down. Let me go back. Cars using the OEM type seatbelt must have a crowd strap in front of the seat, not through the seat, but instead around the seat that would clip on. Only units that release all five attachment points in one motion are permitted particular strap. Well, Red Man, I'm kind of confused. Well, let me explain this for you. What they're saying is, if you have a factory seat, a bench seat, some people have bench seat. Well, how do you get a 5-point harness in a bench seat? Come on now. Well, you would strap both ends together from where the strap point in the factory location, put it through the seat, and you have your crowd strap go over the seat, and that's how you would do it. So with that being said, that is our lesson on driver restraint system, how to actually restrain you in the driver's seat car or have the proper restraints for your race car. There we have it, folks. We're going to move right along here. Let me do a little commercial here and pay a couple bills before my sponsor gets on me and tell me I ain't trying to. You know how these sponsors can be sometimes, and they get rough around here, getting rough. But we do have a couple of races coming up, and here is one of the commercials.
It's all going down at the Boss Bonds, best of the best in the grudge game, Thunder Valley Dragway Race. Saturday, April 19th, 2014, Easter weekend. Boss says, get out them bushes, North Carolina. That's right. For the $2,000 28-29 shootout and Grudge Inc. belt, free entry. The S10 shootout for the Grudge Inc. belt. The Hammer versus Giganter for the GRF back half belt. An all-out racing featuring Primetime, Tony Wright, Gigantor, and many more. It's all going down at the Boss Bonds, best of the best in the grudge game, Thunder Valley Dragway Race. Saturday, April 19th, 2014. Admissions $20. Kids 10 and under free, and doors open at 10 a.m., 1505 Old Lowry Road in Red Springs, North Carolina. Don't forget the Grudge Inc. Pro Mod belt is on the line, featuring the Bad Boy Club. Shouts out to Lil Carly, Uncle Bobby, Kenny Wynn, Jamie Oxidon, Eddie Key, Anthony Williams, Marvin Jones, Cleveland Oxidon, and Lester Cooper. Just in case of rain, the rescheduled date is Sunday, April 20th. For Tony Bond's best of the best in the grudge game, Thunder Valley Dragway Race in Red Springs, North Carolina. For more info, log on to newthundervalleydragway.com or call Tony at 706-373-2646.
Well, there you have it, folks. There you have it. I'm getting ready to open up some lines. If y'all have any questions on what y'all went through this weekend, get it in. Otherwise, the Bread Man, we are going to, the Bread Man going to have a pretty short show today. And we're going to go from there. I apologize. He's rough in here trying to read Texas and everything. Let me open up one of these lines here and see what's going on. 1445. 1445, your mic is live and hot. Welcome to the Bread Man One Time for Your Mind Show. Hello.
What's up, Bread? What's going on?
Nothing much. How you doing? How you doing?
All right. I went over to Holiday Beach this weekend. I had a little dilemma. I went red against old eyes them. They little small baby mafia crew. They beat me. I went red, kind of beat myself. And just trying to see if anybody out there want to engage again. That's all. You know my normal. Trying to lock somebody's ass in. I was trying to lock somebody's buddy in. I forgot. My bad, Brett.
Yeah, it's okay. ain't nobody hit the screen. I don't know. Maybe you should have waited and let everybody get in here first before you know what I mean? When you're standing on top of the hill, it's hard for a lot of the guys to try to climb up their way yet. You know what I'm saying? So you know how that in that movie Colors, you know how that the police officer say, let's walk down. You got to let them corral first, and then, you know what I mean, jump up in here.
Then walk out there in the butt.
There you go. Walk down then. You know, don't run down now because everybody going to disperse, but just walk down. And, you know, man, yeah, you want to catch. But why I got you on, I do want to say, you know what I mean, y'all did. A lot of times we always get on folks when they lose or laugh at them or whatever. But, you know, it's good to see that y'all still engaged. And it's good to see that I did look at a video and see that you did go over there and show good sportsmanship. And I do want to say, you know, you are still promoting Micah Knight. You know, you popped the Micah Knight in your mouth and went over there and said, would y'all like to run again? You know, I did see that on the video.
Exactly.
And I heard them say, oh no, we don't want to do it no more. But they did engage. Shout out to Small Block Mafia, Mississippi. Y'all did what y'all had to do. The Bread Man is definitely gonna give you a shout out. And you know, any of y'all out there from Mississippi that was over there, y'all can key in now and we can talk about this thing. But that's all we're gonna talk about is the race and keep it moving. But with that being said, ain't nobody hit the one button chick, so you know what that's about. You can't get them out the bushes, man. Everybody still in the bushes or still enjoying what went down this weekend. I do want to say shout out to Shut Up and Race. He did exactly what his logo is. He went over to Birmingham, Alabama, Holiday Beach, and he shut up and got in the water box. I want to give him a shout-out, too. And I want to he beat a big tie car, from what I hear. I ain't seen the video yet, but I sure can't wait to see how big them tires was on that car. Pretty good. It looked pretty good, so. I want to give Mandrill a shout-out. Great job. All I'm going to say to you, Mandrill, is always while you're checking your air pressure, check your other gauges, too, in your tow vehicle, and you'll be all right. With that being said, Chick, that wasn't wrong now, was it? That wasn't wrong, was it?
Nah, he do need to check out his gauges.
Check all your gauges. Nice is all of them. Check everything. But, y'all, hey, if y'all got any races that's coming up, y'all just heard Tony Bynes. Like I say, I ain't going to hold y'all long because I really want to get on a topic, but I really got to get out of here early and make this appointment. I just didn't want to try to find anyone. Hold on a minute. Somebody just hit the one button. Let me let them in. My main man. How you doing now?
Good morning, y'all. How you doing, Brad, man?
Mr. Tip. Oh, doing good, Mr. Tip. How did you fit? Did you get in the race Saturday and Sunday?
No, sir. We didn't do any engaging this weekend. We kind of spent the time with the family. But with that being said, on the 20th, April the 20th at Bradenton Motor Sports Park, run day Sunday. We got some lock-ins going on. We got Troy going to run Billy, and Sonny is going to run Southside Racing. We also got Big Mook giving a small block, Underdog Camaro, Mr. Tiff the back tie, and we got the Lad and Dad Blood Race. That's right, the Lad and Dad Blood Race. Junior stuck his chest out on me, and so he asked him, they asked him for the back tie. Somebody going to sleep on those for the night. It ain't going to be me, but that's what he wants to do. You know how kids get to get a certain age, you know, to get a little hair on the chest. They want to challenge the old man, so the old man going to have to put a whipping on him. We'll have to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually I had the chance to raise my paw one time, and it didn't fare too well with me. I went red, and you know, that anxiety, you know what I mean, which, you know, he won anyway. He would have won both ways around. He taught me how to race, and you know what I mean? just one of them things. But you do what you got to do, Mr. Tip, and hold your own out there. I don't know what it feel like to ever beat my pa because he's always in my corner. So, you know what I mean? It is what it is. But I did line up with him in competition one time, and like I say, it didn't fare well.
Yeah, we raced before, so ain't the first time. So,
okay.
So he got a driver now, and his driver's a good driver. I have my hats off to him, and I appreciate everything he do for the Mr. Tip Racing Camp. But it is what it is. When we staging them beans, you know, I'm gonna have to put the gloves on.
That's right. That's right. Give me one cheek. Give me one cheek.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. So we're trying to break one day Sunday back to what it used to be down there in Bradenton. So this is our first start, and so we're gonna see, show the track that, you know, that we're gonna come out and support, and we're gonna put the ball in their court after that. You know, that's the plan.
Great. I don't see any other hands. Y'all got anything else y'all want to do? Otherwise, the bread man got to do what he got to do. Y'all can come on here and promote your shows and tell us what went on or whatever. And otherwise, we don't got to do it. We're on out of here. I want to thank all of y'all that called in and, you know, put it out there. Chick, ain't nobody hit the one button and wanted to lock in, nothing, but it's a lot of folks on here now. I mean,
okay. Well. Let me shake the bushes then. Let me start calling out names. Brown Sugar, are you coming to LaGrange this weekend? And if so, do you want to lock in? We do a little something. I'll bring the Cutlass down to LaGrange. LaGrange having a 28. It's kind of like I can't say exactly what the race is, but I know it is. It's two street riders them giving the race down there this weekend in LaGrange. It's kind of like G-Body with a small car. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This week in LaGrange. Yeah. It's sort of like the race Swine had. Something similar to the Swine race they had down there. And,
okay.
You know, kind of cars that sit alike. It ain't for no, you know, none of the Mustangs or that, but like the G-Body cars. I don't know. I think J1 is J1 on him. He can announce it better. Somebody represent True Street Riders over there.
Okay. Hold on. They lighting them up now, nice chick. You done pull somebody out.
There you go.
Hold on. Let me call y'all in here. 863-4142 and 1141.
Hey, man, what's going on this morning?
What's going on? Who it is? Who it is?
This is Christine.
Oh, what's going on, my brother? My brother Richard, how you doing, man? You know, last week I clicked on your mic and you were going ham on somebody. Somebody.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I know you listened to that Mr. Tibbs show Thursday night, though. I know you did.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Why you. Oh, well, what you got for me then? Come on with it.
I'm going to pick up Christine, too, in a few minutes. And hopefully by June, all them juggers on 28 better watch out.
Oh, wait, you say all what? Down there in Florida?
and everywhere. I'm going to be traveling. If they on 28, they better move out my way. Right about June or July.
Okay. They hear you loud and clear. They hear you. 1141, shut up, Ray. What's going on?
He probably clicked over Bray. I'm on the line this one.
Oh, what's going on? What's going on, Swine?
Yep.
Swine, you know what that race is down in LaGrange? You familiar with that?
They got like a 28 tie shootout. Like you got 650, 750. And you might have some more plans. Y'all probably had to talk to Kevin about it. I don't really know a whole lot about it.
Okay. Good Lord, I had one of them flies too.
I know one of the flyers on Facebook. I just read it a few minutes ago. I think it got motorcycle index too.
Crew chief, you on here? Light your mic up, crew chief.
Yeah, I was talking to crew chief last week, and his phone hung up. Somebody line hung up. Where crew chief at?
I was trying to get him out of these bushes around here. T5, you on here? Light your mic up. Get crew chief on here. Somebody wants to holler at old crew chief. I'm trying to get him out of the bushes. Well, they ain't doing nothing. So y'all, I'm gonna go ahead and hit this inspirational vitamin here for y'all to close this thing down. Guess everybody say what they want to say. Swine, you had anything you want to throw out here?
Nah, bro, I'm good. Listen.
All right, then get y'all on in the mute. Then I appreciate it, Mandrill. I did throw a shout out at him. And notice why, for the record, I did not knock anybody's show this week. Thank you. Hold on, 910, 5440. Welcome to the Bread Man Show. How you doing?
All right. Good morning, Bread Man. How's everybody doing?
We hanging.
Want to say that I heard that the guys from the East and the South went over to Texas, and they had an outstanding race, and they went 7-1. So I just want to send a big shout out to everybody. Wick and Boss Buys them. They went over there and did the job.
Man, you hold on 1 minute. Say that again. They did what now over in Texas?
They went over there. They went 7-1. They did an outstanding job. They knocked them down. And I just want to say congratulations, and I'm proud of them, man. Everybody had a good time over there, man.
Well, hey, I'm glad that race was a success, and you know, big ups to Primetime. I know he was representing a lot of teams, so all the teams that was involved with that, hey, great job.
Yes, sir. Let me just add this. I'm sorry about that. Said Pro Stock Joe, he had an outstanding show down there in Darlington on Bounty Day.
Wow. And now you know what we know. Pro Stock Joe, big ups to you on your show. I'm glad
all right,
that all...
Bread Man, thank you, man. I'm going back on mute.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm back up to... Mr. Richard, you got any last comments you want to say? Because the Bread Man got to get up out of here. 41-42.
Oh, no, I'm all right, Brad.
Chip, I'm back up to you. Got any last comments? I'm going to shut this thing on down.
No, Brad, I just hate to see you shut it down early, but you got to do what you got to do. Run day Sunday on the 20th. Branson Motorsports Park. Be there.
Thank you, Mr. Tip. Go ahead, Chick. We up to you, Chick.
All right. I guess I have to engage on these fellas later. All right, Brett. You take it easy. Go ahead.
Hold on a minute. Somebody
Hold on 1 second. Hit the one button. Just got a late tick. I can't see y'all. There's too many people. Can't read every number. I'm looking for you. Hold on. Oh, no. I know this ain't you. 1275. 214. 1275. Come on with it.
Hey, good morning, Brad, man. This is Anthony here in Dallas.
How you doing, Mr. Anthony?
Doing wonderful. Hey, do anybody have any results from the Houston Racing Weekend as far as who beat who, you know?
I don't. Brother just came on recently and said that Tony Bynes went 7-1 out there in Texas. What race are you referring to? Pro Stock Joe race or which one are you referring to?
Down in Houston, Tommy Dog's race.
Oh, okay. Tommy Dog race? No, we don't.
Yeah.
As far as who ran who or whatever, I don't have that update. I apologize to you for not, but I know that a guy just got on and said that the primetime crew went 7-1, so it was a lot of good action down there. I would definitely try to get on Jay Barnes' show later tonight at 8 o'clock show, and he'll be able to brief you on perhaps what went on out there though.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir.
Okay, though. Thank you, though. Thank you for checking in and showing your support, though. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Always. You're welcome.
Let me see this T5 now. Yo, what's going on?
What's up, Brett?
Nothing much. What crew
he
at?
He was on the line. He was on the line. I don't know where he went at. He heard Chick call his name. And he clicked over must have answered his other line.
Oh. Well, it was somebody else hollering out for him. Where you at? Hypnotic. Hit the one button, Hypnotic. Y'all talking about y'all hitting stuff. There's a bunch of lines lit up, but I can't read all these numbers.
Chief, what race y'all say y'all coming up here when y'all want to engage?
We going to Mike Hill race. I know you and Coochie were talking the other day. I was on the phone, but I was on mute. You know, I'm at work. I can't get stand on the phone all the time. I don't know what you mean. I know you said Mike Hill race. I know that.
Okay. No, I think he said y'all already got something locked in, and he didn't want to lock in something. I don't forget. That's why I want to talk to him and see what he has said.
Yeah, I just texted him on the phone to see if he couldn't go.
Yeah,
I just checked him on the other line. I know he's supposed to have something locked in with old Dirty Red.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. I knew it was something y'all had locked in. Y'all wanted to wait and see. Oh, okay.
Well, 3878, you in here? He's doing nothing. He's saying that and close him up. Well, with that being said, I guess I'm going to go ahead and handle the business here. If he ain't going to get on, I'm going to shut it down. I appreciate you getting in here, T. If you got anything you want to add? Oh, man, I missed the hit. Oh, wait. My bad, T. Chick, you didn't say what you wanted to say?
Oh, yeah.
Hold on, man. Let me get my little material together here. I had it. Your reason. Here we go. Y'all hold the phone here. Let me get my material, y'all. Y'all know how to bring it, man. Get up out of this thing. No matter what deep heart you have experienced, God is able to redeem it. If you allow God to walk with the door of hope, a ray of sunshine. With that being said, y'all be blessed and thank all of y'all for calling. One time.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.